Yes, indeed. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, my man Figgy Fig, and myself hanging out with you. Always get involved with the program. Texting in 713-572-4610. We have a 53-man roster for your Houston Texans. Cut down was yesterday, 3 p.m. And, of course, if you're listening to Sports Radio 610 all throughout the day, you got a full accounting of who will remain with this team, who will not, who is possibly going to make their way back on the practice squad. But now that we have a 53-man initial roster, and I realize I should use the word initial because these things move and shake in some ways. How are you feeling about it? And, John, I mean, let's start with where you know your biggest takeaways. I feel like, first of all, you were pretty impressed, right?
I was impressed. Damn, we're good. We are so good. I'm kidding, mostly. But here's the thing that's interesting about the roster to me. We talked about, will they keep seven wide receivers? That's something that I was on.
Well, you talked about that. Okay, go ahead and toot your horn.
No. Hold on. I'm going to toot y'all's horn, too. I'm going to toot y'all's horns, too. And sure enough, that was it. We also talked about the fullback position. Will they have a fullback? Well, the answer is no, kind of.
Right.
Because they did keep British Brooks, which we'll get to that, I'm sure, today, because that's quite a story. And then the whole question of two quarterbacks or three quarterbacks. These are all three things that we talked about just yesterday. Well, they kept two quarterbacks, not three. They have seven wide receivers. They don't have a fullback. And, oh, by the way, they got five running backs. And to me, that's one of the main things that kind of stood out. Is the running backs, and I'm curious on you guys, like what would really be the thing that stood out to you? The quarterbacks thing was not really a surprise after I thought about it some, and we talked about it yesterday. The seven wide receivers, I was on that island, and I think you guys understood where it was coming from with Steven Sims. Well, Steven Sims made the team. He's the seventh wide receiver. But I'm curious on the five running backs, what it really means to you guys, because I got a couple thoughts, but I'm curious.
Well, I mean, I think that this is where I definitely lean on the word initial, right? Like, I don't know that you carry all five running backs throughout the course of this season, right? Yeah. Obviously, Joe Mixon is the dude who is the mainstay. Cam Akers, he seemed to give himself give himself a chance to be that RB2 that I think we all believe him to be at this point. But there's a clear question mark, or there's a clear asterisk with that, where durability ends up being a little bit of a question. That is the question that was there, right? In addition to the idea of can he still do it, which he checked off, but can he do it for an extended period of time now? Ends up being the question. So I think the little bit of depth helps there. Also, we know Dare is going to be, he might not feature as much as a running back. And then the Damian Pierce thing, look, we're out of the woods of, is he going to make the team? And I think I personally, and I think a lot of us had gotten out of those woods a little bit a while ago. What does that role look like? And I think that role still leaves us in a place where, okay, how is he used, and is it possible that he can still find another way to another place to be, or that this team could find another place for him to be? Because I don't think that anything has changed when it comes to cut down, or after the cut down, when it comes to the way that he is running and the way that he's run for the last year and a half does not fit the system that you have, and that doesn't change on a dime. Maybe the old Damian Pierce is still in there and you find a way to get that to fit, but I don't know how that happens, especially when you get into the season when it's not like you are fixing things. You're game planning week to week for the next opponent. I'm interested to see what his role continues to be over the course of the season, and then what it looks like with this roster, or with this room in particular.
Yeah, I think that's why they decided to keep Damian Pierce, because they wondering if they could get the old Damian Pierce back. It's the reason why they kept Pierce and Akers. I thought they were going to choose one, but they got both, and I'm curious to see who is RB2. Like, we looked out on the field during preseason, and clearly Cam Akers is RB2 in our eyes, but I wonder if they still going to give Pierce that chance to be RB2, and if it don't work out right, you got Akers right there, and that was the issue they had last season, because Pierce was going into the season as RB1 and he wasn't really doing his thing, and you had Singletary there, and when Singletary was a little nicked up, then you had nobody else after Pierce. So now I feel like you have a couple options after Pierce. If Pierce don't work out, then you got Cam Akers, and then you got other running backs too.
Yeah, I guess learning from mistakes of the past, I guess.
Yeah, I'm with Reggie on this one. I think Damian Pierce needs to thank Christian Harris for not being healthy yet, and he needs to thank Kurt Heinisch, because I'm not sure if Christian Harris was healthy and good to go week one or Kurt Heinisch or any combination of that, that Pierce would be on this team. Because, Reggie, I think what this five running backs tells me, they know they're number one and number two. It's Joe Mixon and it's Cam Akers. And to me, Pierce is kind of like a man without a country, a man without a position. Because if you look at like their roles, as I see it, and you know this is just me, you could disagree.
Sure.
Mixon is the starter. Akers is the backup. Ogunbowale is the special teams ace, backup kicker, which I don't think can be underestimated too much.
No,
And he can spell in the backfield. You know, he can spell if he needs to. British Brooks, an incredible story. Dude was a walk-on at North Carolina, made the squad, and was a big-time player.
The definition of getting where you fit in.
Yes.
Right? Like, he is a dude who there was a role and there was a need.
Yeah.
At fullback, and he was like, I mean, that's a dude who has the capabilities to be more of a thumper than most of what you had, and he got in and took advantage of opportunity.
And he has a defined role. He's special teams and fullback.
Yeah.
You know, fullback when they need him to play fullback other than a tight end. So they all have defined roles. Pierce does not have a defined role.
Yeah.
To me, like the Pierce is like they're still trying to find out, and they've got, you know,
are they trying to find out though? He only had 8 carries, man.
And, well, yeah, and we've like been told.
Well, why is he on the squad though?
We've been told they've seen enough. They know what they have in hand.
I feel like they did a good job trying to find out what Metchie can do.
Yeah.
But Pierce only played two games.
Yeah.
So it's saying, like I said, they treating him like he RB1.
But why is he on the squad? Because like of all these other guys, if you agree with me that those are their defined roles, then Pierce doesn't have a defined role. So that means he's on the squad, maybe for special teams, because he does return some kickoffs.
Sure.
But you can't keep a roster spot just as a special team. I mean, they do some. Ogunbowale started out like that, and then he got, you know, he kind of expanded his skill set, so to speak. I think Pierce, they're waiting for that first 4 weeks, giving him 4 more weeks, maybe put him in there a little bit here and there, maybe find out on special teams. And then if it doesn't work out, here comes Christian Harris. You know, here comes Kurt Heinisch, and then he might be a short-timer is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, you give him a little bit more runway to maybe show you something. But again, that I hear what you're saying there, but that then still comes back and makes me think about the idea that what Figgy is talking about. You did not, like, it's not like you were working with runway in the preseason. You were not trying to get him reps and opportunities as they you know, referred to it as, to get him going. But, you know, okay, I feel like we have delved into the running back thing, and it is like a whirlpool that will draw us in. We kind of skipped past one of the wild things, which was like the injured reserve note, because we learned yesterday that Christian Harris will be on the injured reserve to start the season. That was a question that we were asking ourselves after, you know, there was an injury that just kind of nagged and sat around, and we were like, okay, is he going to be ready for the season? And the definitive answer is no. How do you feel about these linebackers now, now that you know that, you know, one of the two options that you felt really strong about at the top of the linebacker room is not going to be available for the first 4 games of the season?
Yeah, 6 linebackers is not enough. I mean, just flat out. On this squad, it's just not enough. So I would say during our show, you know, something could happen, or whenever the waiver wire, you know, gets wrapped up. That's another 3 p.m., I think. But either way, at some point today, we're going to maybe hear about a linebacker acquisition. Maybe there'll be another move. Obviously, it would have to be another move corresponding to that. But 6 linebackers isn't enough. I mean, you know the top 2, but you don't have Christian Harris. Jake Hansen, you know, kudos to him. He found a way on the roster. Neville Hewitt, we always give him his flowers because the guy just keeps playing. But that's not enough. 6 linebackers stood out low. And obviously, 5 running backs stood out to me high.
Not enough for the entirety of the season. I do wonder if it'll be enough for like 4 games,
maybe.
Right? Especially the first 4 games, right? We know that football can be a taxing sport that wears on you, and that's one of the positions that can be very physical, linebacker. But at least in the early parts of the season, you imagine the guys are still relatively fresh and they can make a little something shake for 4 weeks until you can get Christian Harris back in the fold, assuming that he is ready to go immediately. At the top end, I don't know that you could do anything about that with Christian Harris being injured. Now you just have to have the next man up mentality and hope that, you know, as you mentioned, Hanson or Toe are in those places to be able to be good. And then the likes of someone like Jalen Petrie, who is in that nickelback position that kind of is tight to the line a little bit, almost operates as an extra linebacker at times, especially in that nickel situation, if he is on his P's and Q's, as it feels like he has been in the preseason. Yeah. So, you know, you hope that all of those things come together in addition to, you know, the defensive line, especially the interior, Fatukasi, Edwards, that they are solid in what they do to help keep the linebackers clean, help them be at the top of their game, and then you just kind of you roll with that.
The other place that I think we need to kind of keep our ear to the ground, so to speak, is in the defensive backfield.
Absolutely.
Because they have 10 DBs on the final 53. Clearly, you know, obviously they have their nickelback they kept Miles Bryant rather than what's his name?
Who are you talking about? Des King?
Des King. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good.
but so MJ Stewart and Miles Bryant stayed on the roster.
Yeah.
I think those are two players to watch. They might add a DB. They might make some moves there.
Yeah, and the funny thing about that is, and look, I don't know all what feels like a million players in the NFL before you get to the cut down. And as we know, like 1,000 players out there after, you know, different cuts or what have you. Trying to go through the dudes who were cut, like especially cornerbacks and those types of things, looks like a lot of names. There's some names that like are familiar to me, and that you go, okay, maybe that'd be interesting. But this is where the front office is going to earn their keep, right? You know, Nick Caserio has said that he has people in that staff that are, you know, they're pro scouts that are looking at all these teams and seeing, hey, are there players that can be helpful? You got to hope that they've got a name in mind to maybe help bolster this because look. Those dudes, they know the system and all these things. Jeff Okuda hasn't done hardly anything.
That's another one.
In training camp or whatever. Like, you have guys that you're not certain of if you throw out there. And Chris Boyd, like, he did do a lot of preseason. But again, I say this with all due respect. It felt like he was the mark out there. Like, teams had no question testing him and throwing the football at him consistently.
Yeah.
In worst case scenario, and even in just instances where you need to spell a guy like Stingley or Lassiter, I'm not in love, and I know that, you know, you can't be in love with every depth piece that you have, but I'm not in love with what you have when it comes to the cornerback situation. So, and maybe I'm just being unnecessarily bullheaded because, like, ultimately,
I don't think you are.
Who you're going to get in the waiver, are you going to feel great about that person because that person was cut as somewhere else as well? But just having more options, especially options that have a little bit more seasoning to them, would be something that would give me a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on all that thing. I do think, you know, what they did here that I loved is they found those extra roster spots that we kept talking about. You know, the two quarterbacks helped. The six linebackers actually helped. To find that extra, that seventh wide receiver or whatever it may be. I think Nick Caserio and his staff we're gonna get some news today, and you're actually gonna hear from Nick Caserio as well. But I think Case Keenum, I want to get to that a little later because I think there's a real story there that is actually good news for the Texans and good planning by D'Amico and Nick Caserio. But we'll get to that. But look, this roster here's the big sweeping. You know, we haven't even touched on this. We got a squad.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a good look outside of parsing and nitpicking some of these things that we've been talking about. This is a really good squad.
And we probably did bury the lead because we've been so, you know, we have blinders and we've been, you know, down on the molecular level of this roster. But you zoom out and you go, hey, man, this looks pretty good. Like, offensive line is something that you hope, you know, congeals and comes together. But you know that your pass catchers, you know that your starting running back are great options. You know, obviously the quarterback is something you feel confident in. Your defense, even with some injuries, you feel pretty confident about it at pretty much every level, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a great place to be to start the season. And you will be starting the season in what, about a week and a half when you go up to Indianapolis. I think that you're going out there with a roster that is formidable, and that any team in the league, but particularly the Colts, are going to have to look at and go, "Damn, how do we game plan for that?"
And the Colts' defensive line is really, really good,
and that's
the one you open with. And you mentioned the offensive line. I didn't know we would get here so soon. Like, this is a very solid, if not very good, offensive line, depending on how they back up what they did in the preseason in the regular season. They got 9 dudes, all experienced here. which is really important. They've been in the system. Kenyon Green, we've just kind of acknowledged and glossed over how good a story it is that he's become the starter, and they don't seem to have any worries about that. Obviously, also with Tytus Howard at right tackle. Seems healthy. Seems to be back to where he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, and you just want to make sure that they are creating those gaps when it comes to the run situation so that the run is as formidable as you know the passing game is.
Yeah.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, we're just getting going on this Wednesday. Coming up next, let's get the question of the day going because we got Spillane at 1040. Yesterday we tried to get to it, a lot of news going, didn't allow us to. What player were you just absolutely dead wrong about? 713-572-4610, we'll discuss it next.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Down in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.